Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mint Wave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
So, welcome to the show. It's 2024. It's a year eight. It's a brand new year. And you know what that means. Fresh starts, endless possibilities. And this is the perfect time to set those ambitious goals that are going to propel us forwards. So today I'm going to be talking about goal setting and turning aspirations into achievements. Now, as we kick off 2024, it is important to acknowledge the significance of goal setting in our lives. But wait, have you heard about Blue Monday? It's just around the corner, next Monday on the 15th of January. And we need to deep dive into the importance of goal setting so that you can combat the post-holiday blues. So, Blue Monday alert. This is not just any Monday. It is known as the gloomiest day of the year, but fear not, because today's episode, we're going to arm you with the mindset, the strategies, and inspiration to conquer Blue Monday and transform it into a launch pad for your most incredible year yet. Now, last year, I had big goals. I had recently taken over the radio station Mint Wave and launched the podcast network Raising Vibrations. Now, I'm not ashamed to admit that although I have not been diagnosed, I've heard different coaches and healers over the last 3 years, I'm very possibly hyper-focused ADHD. I get very passionate about what I do. I like doing different things. And throughout the year, I realized that I was spreading myself too thin. Now, although it came from a place of wanting to serve, my whole business was all over the place and it wasn't in alignment. I went all in last January and decided to increase my shows from one show a week to 3 shows a week. I'm genuinely interested in hearing people's stories, hearing why they do what they do. And on top of that, I was busy on social media, doing sales calls, helping people with their sales calls, organic marketing, and the whole plan lacked clarity. So that's tip number one. You know, where there's confusion or overwhelm, people don't take action. I wonder whether you've found that. I was very busy being busy. And although we grew the podcast pretty well last year, so one goal achieved, I was left feeling exhausted. So this year, for me, it's all about simplifying and getting more of a work-life balance. I also got a coach. You know, I believe that all coaches need a coach. And even though I'd heard it loads of times before to focus on one thing, I realized I hadn't been listening and I hadn't been implementing. So I needed to dial it in and focus on the one thing that I love doing, which is podcasting, and use that as the vehicle to drive my business. So if you're a coach, what goals do you have for this year? If I could give you a realistic magic wand, where do you want to be in your business this time next year? And a lot of people, when they're starting out, their goal would be maybe to hit 6 figures, 10,000, right? Which is a great goal, but also think to yourself, why do you want that goal? What impact would that have on your life and your family's life if you achieved it? And how would it make you feel if you'd achieve that financial goal? Now, also take stock on where you're at now. How happy are you with where you're at in business? On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with where you're at? And then when you look back over the last year, if you didn't hit your goals, what do you think was slowing you down, standing in your way, or stopping you from achieving that goal? As I said, last year for me, I was focusing on too many different things, trying to help too many different people with too many different things. There are only so many hours in each day, and I certainly wasn't getting a good work-life balance. And that's when burnout hits. And I would say I was getting close to that. It did have an impact on my life. It had an impact on my social life, my personal life, and I found it very stressful. So having clarity of purpose is essential. When I got crystal clear on where I wanted to be and why, things started to change towards the second part of last year. And I was working less and earning more. And it also feels good when you can turn those challenges around. It doesn't matter that there might be a lot of work to get you from where you are now to where you want to be. You know, at the end of the day, there are no shortcuts. However, when you have clarity and vision, then you can create a specific roadmap for you to get there. So for us, when we realized that instead of, you know, wasting my time worrying about what to post on social media, because at the end of the day, what are we doing on social media? We're scrolling. We might be getting attention, but we're not holding it. And that's what we want to do. We want to hold attention. And you can do that with podcasting. You see, what I found was I was doing a lot of sales calls with people who may not have been a good fit for what I was selling. And what I found again is when you get somebody on a call, they come into the call in a state of fear. They might be feeling a little anxious. They don't want to be sold to. And your job is to take someone from a place of fear to a place of certainty that you have the solution to their problem. And the problem is most people try to push them along too fast, which instills more fear. And the beauty with podcasting is that you have a way to take somebody from a place of fear to a place of neutrality first. And then you get to hold their attention and demonstrate how you can help people with each episode, whether that's solo or interview. Because the listener is in a safe space. They're not in a place of fear, right? Because where are you listening to podcasts? Are you at home? Are you in your car? Are you at the gym? And also, nobody else knows that you're listening. So whether you are a guest on other podcasts or you have your own show, you have the opportunity to share your story, share what you do, how you help, and actually throughout the podcast, genuinely help people get a result. So what is going to be your process to get you to your goals this year? Because once you have clarity on where you want to be, the next step would be to think about your plan on how you're going to get there and also make a commitment to yourself that you're going to follow through on your plan. Now, again, I'm going to admit that I used to try something for a couple of weeks, and if I didn't get the result I was looking for, I would try something else. I never really gave anything enough time because it takes time. And what I found was I needed to be more consistent, and also what gets measured gets managed. You need enough data to analyze to see whether that method is working or not. I mean, maybe that was down to a little bit of my ADHD. So the moment I committed to one thing, it's changed things. So what has shown up for me is that you've got to be consistent. You can keep improving things as you go, but don't completely change it. That's why I love the word Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese term that translates to change for better or continuous improvement. It's a philosophy, it's a business methodology that focuses on making small incremental changes to your processes or your services over time. So the goal of Kaizen is to improve efficiency, quality, and productivity continuously. So what is going to be your plan? What are you going to commit to? For us, it was to ditch all the sales calls and focus primarily on growing the podcast and running monthly events, selling one to many, where we could go into a deep dive in a live setting, not a webinar, no slides, where I had the opportunity to showcase how I help. Yes, I'm giving information. Yes, I'm teaching, but it's more about transforming beliefs. And it gives me the opportunity to showcase that I can actually help people. And then when I get on a call, it's not so much of a sales call, but more of an onboarding call. It's a lot less stressful. It's far easier. It's less pushy, and it actually attracts your ideal client. So whatever your plan is, stick to it for at least 3 months before you evaluate how successful your plan is, and then tweak where necessary, but make small incremental changes. Now, the third tip is adaptability. Once you have your data to look back on, then you can adapt accordingly. Now, for us, I did have to adapt because what we found was we were only providing a platform for coaches to get their message out there. We had the radio station, we had the podcast network, but we weren't giving them their strategy on making it successful. We weren't coaching them. We were purely providing the platform. And what we found was that many were giving up because they weren't getting the kind of success we were getting. And that I found very frustrating. So we had to adapt our whole business model and offer a more of a done with you, done for you option, and even offer up full podcast production services, because many felt that it was just extra work to have a podcast on top of their already busy schedule. So we get it, right? There's a lot to go on when starting a podcast. There is the tech side, there is the post-production side. There are lots of different ways to market and to grow it and to increase the downloads, etc. So we realized that our clients needed more help. So we needed to offer something where, depending on their tech know-how, they could have a do-it-yourself version, done-with-you version, and a done-for-you version, so that we could help people get the kind of results that they were looking for. Look, I know you've heard this 1,000 times about goal setting, how important it is to set your goals, but have you actually done them? There's a big difference, right, between knowing something and doing something. So do you have your goals written down? Are they up somewhere where you can see them every single day? In fact, how do you start your day? Do you instantly go to your phone and check your social media or check your messages, your emails, or do you make time to think about your goals? You know, mindset is everything. And starting your day with a gratitude list, accepting where you are from a place of gratitude, and thinking about your goals and feeling how it would feel if you'd achieved those goals. That in itself will help you achieve them, whether you believe in the law of attraction or not. I find it really interesting how finding a way to become detached from the outcome of your goals is so important too. You know, for me, it's really funny that we've been conditioned to set goals which are in the future, but if you're coming from a place of wanting to achieve something, you're actually putting out the energy of not having it. Whereas coming from a place of already having it is actually the way to achieve your goals. And that is it. That's where the magic happens. So when we find a way to let go and detach from the outcome of our goals, we become in alignment with the goals. Finding a way to create a habit of even spending just 5 minutes a day doing this will change the way you feel about your goals. And when you change the way you feel, that changes what you do. And it's what you do on a daily basis that will get you your results. It's a win-win. So the way we see things is that to achieve your goals, there really is a five-step methodology. So step number one is all about creating clarity and vision. So if you want to achieve 10,000 a month, the first step is getting crystal clear on not just where you want to be, that 10,000 a month, but how are you going to get there from where you are right now? When you have that in place, creating a specific roadmap to help you get there. Now, for us, it is just focusing on podcasting as a vehicle that you use to attract your ideal client. You know, you can do a combination of solo episodes and interviews. You know, if you do solo, you're putting yourself out as the expert in your field. You can interview previous guests, you can interview other professionals in your niche. And so what we do is we help you create your bespoke roadmap that is specifically for you. So I hope that makes sense. That's very important with achieving your goals. Step two is all about strategizing your actions. So now that you have this clear vision about how you're going to hit 10,000 a month or whatever your goal is in your business, now we need to put into place the daily action steps that you need to get those results. Instead of feeling frustrated or busy being busy in your business, there's a very clear strategy to follow. When you have that in place, all you need to do is get straight to your computer and you'll know exactly what you need to do that day to move your business forward. Everything becomes a lot easier. And what we do, we have software that we use to do the heavy lifting. So we work with help building a specific daily method of operation. So we build out all the automations, the funnels, the sales pages, in fact, the complete sales process that will take your potential clients and move them through the process at the click of a button. Connecting your ideal audience at the click of a button. Using this software, we can craft your messaging, give you specific action steps so that you can grow your audience daily and connect with new leads so that you have your ideal client coming to you instead of you chasing people. So that's what we do. We work with you to complete your social media strategy that you can actually input from your back office over maybe a 30-day so that you can step away. It's done for you. This saves you time and it will help you focus on turning engagement into profit, turning people who've put their hand up into buyers. It's so important to dial in your time to where you're using your time most efficiently inside your business instead of being like me all over the place or constantly on your phone or constantly doing sales calls with people who are not a good fit. So when you have that step-by-step plan on what you need to do, because at the end of the day, it's all about results. Then step three is, okay, creating a seamless sales process, aligning your podcast with your free giveaway so that you can funnel people into whatever it is that you sell so you can generate leads on autopilot. And yeah, okay, we do offer the post-production stuff so that you need to just send your unedited file and we will take care of the rest. All of the time-consuming jobs will be done by our team, including editing podcasts, submitting them to all the platforms, social media management. You know, you can have as much or as little as you need. So we help create your ideal educational funnel or giveaway. Set up your calendars, your online calendars, your social media planner, your sales pages, membership sites so that you can have an online course that you can sell without you physically being there. So when you have all the systems in place, you know, imagine just waking up to a calendar full of appointments of people who are actually ready to buy. I'm pretty sure that would give you your time back. That is what I wanted for me. I wanted more of a work-life balance. Now, step four is all about removing any limiting beliefs so that you can easily flow towards your goal. Now, there are a lot of moving parts and tech, and all this can seem overwhelming to set it up, which is why we offer the different options. And then we can actually use AI to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you so that you can focus on what you do best, which is serving your clients or doing your podcast. You know, no one fails in business due to a lack of knowledge, but lack of implementation. And overwhelm can keep people stuck because of a lack of time. So our done for you solution is about setting up so that you have to implement, you know, the system does it for you so that you can scale your business and allow the system to do the heavy lifting. And then once that's done, we get to work building out the infrastructure that will be needed to put it all into action. We help our clients create the ideal strategy that suits them because everyone is different and there isn't a one size fits all. But it all comes back down to step one. As I said in the beginning, clarity is paramount. Again, where there's confusion or overwhelm, nothing gets done. So by having a clear goal, a clear vision on where you're going in your business, combined with a proven and successful strategy and utilizing AI to do the heavy lifting, not having to worry about podcast production, creating show notes, blog posts, snippets, short form videos, I'm sure that you'll agree with me that that would eliminate maybe a lot of friction that some people feel inside their business. And also, can you see how those first four steps are pretty significant to helping you get to where you want to be? Because that leads into step five, which is mastery. As you know, when you do something over and over, it becomes automatic. And the big benefit of using systems is that once it's built out, it is simply set and forget. So you don't need to add anything. You won't even need us anymore unless you need the post-production work done for you. So that is how we work. That is the five-step methodology that we use to help people get from where they are now to where they want to be. Basically, what I love to do is grab people by the hand and say, come on, let's do this. Because when I built this out for myself, it was because I wanted to live life on my terms. I wanted to get in front of the right people and have prospects coming to me. So there is a step-by-step process. So if you want to know more, get in touch and have a podcast strategy call, or we're running a live interactive workshop next week. It is free, although there is a VIP option, and it's all about how to start a podcast and why. Learn what you need to do to start, the equipment to use, where to host it, submit it on what platforms so that you get maximum exposure, but then also how to structure it to attract your ideal client. You know, set it up in a way that sets you up as the expert in your field, as well as benefiting from other people's audiences. Be a guest on other podcasts. Also, how to turn the listeners into leads, how to shift the belief in the listener so that they come to the conclusion themselves that you are the right fit for them, so that your message becomes a money-making machine on autopilot. And then finally, how to grow and monetize your own podcast, how to increase the downloads, how to get a passive income just from showing up consistently. So if you'd like to walk away with a blueprint, then go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/workshop and register. It'll be on Zoom. It's interactive, as I said. It's not full of slides. Will there be a pitch at the end? Well, it's a 4-hour intensive training, but yes, there will be an invitation to come and work with us if you feel that it's a good fit. I will be back next week with a guest, Sarah Dawkins. She is an author. So I will see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.